consciousness. The development of shame is closely linked to the development of consciousness. Since the experience of shame involves a reference to the self, its emergence should coincide with the emergence of consciousness. Primary emotions such as joy, fear, anger, sadness, disgust, and surprise are present in the first 6 months of a child's life. Only with the development of consciousness, understood as the ability to think about oneself, do secondary or self-conscious emotions also develop. For example, shame for doing something wrong implies a judgment of oneself. Simple emotions, on the other hand, do not require self-consciousness. Shame, like other fundamental emotions, depends on a particular neurochemical process. The mechanisms involved in this process are subject to the same genetic laws that control other structural and behavioral characteristics. Little is known about the genetic transmission of the mechanism of shame. Human emotions have evolved over millions and millions of years, and their adaptation processes have become increasingly complex. Since our emotions are a product of our biological evolutionary heritage, it can be inferred that each emotion serves an adaptive function in the phylogeny of the human being. It is rather easy to deduce the role of certain emotions in adaptation. Still, the role of shame is not so obvious. On the surface, shame seems to have only negative consequences for the individual. Shame has some functions that can have survival value for the individual. At first, shame makes the individual sensitive to the opinions and feelings of others. It thus acts as a force of social cohesion. It assures the group or society that the individual will be sensitive to criticism, particularly criticism directed towards some central aspect of the self. Even in modern times, the threat of shame has driven many young men to risk pain and death in war, even in a war they did not understand and for which they had no sympathy. It is also possible that the threat of shame played some regulatory function in the sexual lives of prehistoric humans. Many men found shyness and modesty sexually attractive. It is also impossible that a sense of shame plays an important role in reducing conflicts and physical aggression towards women. The emotion of shame is probably the fundamental reason that drives people to seek privacy for sexual relationships. A final reason for the evolution of shame is its role in developing the skills and competencies necessary for the individual's survival within the group. Chapter 2. Shame Evolution. Shame originates in childhood development. Shame reactions are originally provoked when one loses instinctual control when physical defects and frustrations are exposed to others. This requires that a child has reached the age at which they become self-conscious in the sense of being aware of themselves as an object of observation by others. A development that studies on infant observation suggest occurs in the later part of the second year of life. Suppose shame can arise from contact with strangers. In that case, shame can also arise in the child's interaction with the mother when the mother becomes a stranger to the child. This happens when the child is upset and certain communicative and interactive behaviors will not be ready in response to their communicative readiness. So shame arises from a disturbance in recognition producing familiar responses to an unfamiliar person. Just as we consider the indifferent mother to be an unfamiliar person, that a mother, even a fairly good one, can be a stranger to her child sometimes may not be surprising, as the mother's mood, worries, conflicts, and defenses disturb her demeanor and alter her established communication patterns. In addition to shame, as it arises in interaction with strangers or the strange mother, there are other situations that evoke what appears to be reactions of shame in children. Shame is associated with incompetence. It occurs when we cannot do something.